that's at. And what else? Thad Lewis sprained his thumb a little bit, but he'll be fine. You know, I told the players, you know, this will be the last time we'll see them all together in a group like this before the roster changes tomorrow. I thanked them for their efforts, some of them, and yeah, I appreciate all the hard work. You know, this is the time of year when coaches you get to know these players, and then some of them are gone. Okay, so that's just part of it. When you talk about the game, you know, I think again the story is turnovers. You know, when you factor in the block punt as well, which is, you know, our guy just got bull rushed there. My goodness gracious. You know, and 21 points. And so I was always better at English, but 21 points and you lose 28-20, you know, that's the message. You know, I think in the last 2 weeks turning the ball over, where in the first 2 weeks that wasn't the case, I think we've given up 38 points on turnovers. Right, Neil? I think that you gave me that stat. So that's a fatal flaw in a game when you want to try to win it like we did, okay? There were some guys, I think, that played hard and did some good things. You know, I'll hold full judgment on that until I watch the tape. And as you might expect, there's a lot going on in the next 24 hours in terms of getting this game evaluated and then finalizing our roster. So that's where we're at. I'll be happy to take your questions.
Pat, how tough will this backup quarterback decision be?
Well, I think all three quarterbacks played like backups tonight. I'll just leave it at that. You know, and I don't know if that answers your question. I can see a lot of different scenarios.
How about the running back situation? Did that clarify with Hardesty and Brandon Jackson?
Well, I think they both had a few good runs. You know, I felt like I saw Brandon today have some more explosive runs than he did in the last week. You know, and again, I'll reserve judgment until I watch the tape. And then, of course, Brick Adonis, he had a couple, you know, that was a long run at the end there. I was happy for him. He's a tough guy, and he sticks it up in there pretty hard. So all three of those guys ran hard tonight.
So do you feel like you still don't know what you want to do at backup quarterback?
I do know what I want to do. I'm just not telling you. Right? And I'm allowed, you know, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. One, and there's specific reasons. Rod Windsor was in there in a backup role playing the wing, and he got bull rushed, you know, which can't happen. You know, he was blocking the right guy. He just got pushed back. Can't happen. And then we know what happened last week. Fixable errors. And there's no excuse for him. Yeah, I'm going to evaluate everything. This game will fall into everything that's gone on to this point. And we'll find out tomorrow.
I know
what you all are trying to do. You're trying to predict. I get that. And I think it's something that everybody wants to try to predict. But I'm going to put it all in. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
You only started, I think, one of your defensive starters. And naturally, he's the guy that gets hurt. How difficult to see something? James Michael?
Yeah, no, I think he's, you know, I'm not sure he's hurt. I mean, he's dealing with something. We'll see, you know, but that happens in games quite a bit. So, you know, we had a really shell group out there tonight. I think we played this game with roughly about 40 players. So there was a lot of guys took a lot of reps. And some of the guys had to play, unfortunately. What was good, though, is we got some of our young receivers reps throughout the game. So Gordon and Travis Benjamin and really all the receivers other than Mo, who we pulled early, and then Greg, who we pulled. You know, Mo didn't play, of course, and we pulled Greg early.
Yeah, overall, with the quarterbacks, including Brandon, the whole body of work throughout preseason, are you pleased with the quarterback position?
I think we have I'm more pleased this year with our quarterback situation than I was a year ago, okay? And I think you can't look at one outing and let that paint the picture, all right? I think I've seen all the quarterbacks on this roster, whether it be in practice or in games or places I've been before, do good stuff. And so I feel better about our quarterback situation, much better this year than I did a year ago.
Yeah, do you have to, with guys that are on the bubble going into this game, do you have to kind of be a little bit careful about putting them to a stop in this particular performance?
I think like I've been saying about the quarterback position, I think it's important that you weigh it all. You know, I think and always in preseason, you watch the guys perform. You always consider the competition, right? But we have plays and plays and days worth of information on a lot of the players we're going to talk about. And so I think that goes into it as well.
And when do you let the guys know tomorrow?
We'll let them know throughout the day. Yeah, so it'll, you know, we probably won't start letting guys know officially. Start letting guys know officially till in the afternoon. I think we have to have it done by 9 o'clock tomorrow.
How much more difficult is it for you this year to go through this next 24 hours than it was last year? Because it's 7 years ago.
Well, I know the players a lot better. I really do. And I think we've made progress in terms of reshaping our roster. I really believe that. And I watched a lot of young men in there that I got to know a lot better, compete very hard, that I know aren't going to make it. And so that's the emotional part of it. Now, we're responsible for a team and a city, and we got to put the best 53 guys out there based on the information that we have. And so that's the reality of it.